You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. Put 30 strangers on a bus and then set the countdown clock. 72 hours riding from Detroit to New Orleans. 72 hours for these strangers to conceive, build, and launch a startup. That's what happens starting this Friday on Startup Bus. Jay Alchi is conductor of the Startup Bus out of Detroit. He was a rider last year. Jay, good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
So how does this work? Riders show up with an idea or what?
So it's kind of a process because you have to actually know the riders beforehand. So they actually first, their experience begins with applying. And we discover who they are, what they do, and getting them on. When they get on the bus, they spend the first hour pitching ideas. And then they kind of organically form teams.
Interesting. So everybody kind of brings an idea that they've been kind of hatching in their mind. They don't know who's going to be on the bus with them. So there's that ice-breaking process once you're on the bus. And so what happens is the bus drives to New Orleans.
Well, lots of things happen. Basically, we're stopping at various pitch events. We're trying to get them product validation. They're building their ideas on the fly. So there are three parts to it. There's the entrepreneurship boot camp part to it, which is how do we teach people how to build businesses and how to kind of believe in their own ideas enough to pursue actually getting people to use those ideas. Right. Mm-hmm. Then there's the actual hackathon portion of it, which we're not really a hackathon, but you have to build something and you have to get the product in the hands of, you know, the people who you're trying to serve. And then there's the whole bus drive portion of it, because you are on a bus and that does things to you. Well, just by nature.
And I want to hear about that because I know you were a rider last year. So what is the atmosphere like on the bus?
So it's very grassrooty. It's very disruptive. It's intense, to say the least, but it's like the best kind of intensity because, especially at the beginning, you've come up with this idea, you've pitched it, and you've got to find other people to believe in the idea with you. And so it's very grassrooty. You're just trying to get support at that beginning, and then it's pushing it through all the way to, you know, having a product.
And the destination is New Orleans, and there are buses coming from all over the country, are there not?
Yes.
So Detroit's bus is one. There'll be many others. What happens when y'all get to New Orleans?
So there's a huge pitch event where there'll be potential investors, there's media, there's all sorts of things going on, and we pitch and we see who kind of comes up at the top of that totem pole.
How'd you do last year?
It's kind of funny because we had an idea that got a ton of validation and the competition was tough. So we got knocked out first round.
But is that idea something that you could see working on?
Yeah. So that's something where we did actually end up working on the idea for additional 3 or 4 months. And then over time, it's just something where we realized that we were getting A, pushed out of the market a little bit, and B, time was becoming a bigger and bigger issue.
But clearly you felt that experience was worth it because you're back this year as conductor.
Absolutely. So one of the interesting things, so, you know, you lose the first round, right? Mm-hmm. And what you discover is you don't need anyone to validate your idea from like some judging totem pole. All you need is this kind of idea that you believe in it and you're going to pursue it. And that's how entrepreneurship works. And I think that's how we kind of drive the message that the talent here in Michigan is no different than the talent in like Silicon Valley. You know, it really comes down to believing in your ideas and learning how to execute them.
So what will your job as conductor be?
So there are multiple jobs. We jokingly say cat herder at times because we have all these people. They're going to various places and we need to make sure they're safe and happy. But I've done all the logistics. I've planned all the pitch events. I've done all of the routing. I've done all the budgeting. I've done a number of things to make it happen.
Now, it is not inexpensive to hire a bus, especially one to go from Detroit to New Orleans and then get back again. So somebody had to foot the bill. How do you get the money to do this?
So that's also a very grassroots effort. There is a ticket price to ride, but I'd also like to thank our sponsor, Park Restaurant. And they're located in Campus Marshes, Detroit, and they helped out a ton. This year, they are Detroit Hours 2018 Restaurant of the Year. And I mean, they're supporting local entrepreneurship, so.
What do you hope to see for the future of Startup Bus?
So the biggest thing I hope to see for the future of Startup Bus this year, if anything, is kind of like a pilot. Can Detroit bring a bus with talent to the table? And the answer is yes, we can. Next year, the goal is to see what we can do in the grander scheme of maybe bringing all of the buses to Detroit. Because as cool as it is to go to New Orleans, Detroit and Michigan, I think, is one of the best entrepreneurship states to be in. So it's a big vision. It's a big dream. Having a bus was a big vision and big dream, and we've done it. So hopefully next year we can do that.
Because there's like a national umbrella group, and so it's part of convincing them that Detroit would be the place to come.
Absolutely, yes.
What do you know about the people who are going to be on the bus?
What do I, about my bus in particular?
Yeah.
So I know everything. I've interviewed all of them.
Okay.
We have a really cool range of developers. We have quite a few influencers. I mean, we have people where, I don't want to name exact brands.
No. Yeah.
But for example, if you think of like wearable electronics for fitness, you know, one of the first engineers to work for like one of the largest brands doing that. These are the kinds of folks we have.
So, and age range?
Age range, anywhere from about 20 to 33, 34.
Well, it sounds rather interesting. It'll be like a petri dish
as
you're rolling along on those four wheels.
Absolutely. It's a lot of fun.
Jay Alchi is conductor of the 2018 Detroit Startup Bus. Best of luck getting to New Orleans and getting that idea sold.
Thank you.